on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spock Hope. Tonight I have with me Jennifer, the Mafia Wars Loot Lady, and Jenna, Death by Gucci. What's happening, everybody?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. It's like a rerun from...
Hi. You know what I always think of when you say rerun is the episode when he was like bootlegging the For 38 special show. I'm sorry. I don't know why I can't hear about rerun and not think about him doing his little dance either. Good Lord, we're old, huh?
So I know some of our listeners probably won't even know what you're talking about.
Well, learn. It's pop culture. Right? Yeah.
Like with Brandon and Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Oh, surely he knew what that was. Come on.
No, he doesn't know any of it.
He doesn't know nothing about like cowbell and...
No, he had no clue about cowbell.
Oh, man. Those are like classics. Or like Gumby. Gumby and Mr. Bill and...
That's way old school. And you've got to know. I mean, that's still pop culture.
But I sent him the video and he said, I just don't get it.
Oh, man.
Well, gosh.
Oh, the youth of today.
My kid's not that much older than him and loves Saturday Night Live. But she's like really political and just loves that kind of satire kind of, you know, she subscribes to The Onion. So, you know, yeah, you, I guess, have to have that way about you. If you don't get it, God forbid, he probably doesn't know Monty Python or anything, huh?
Oh, I that imagine one, I he'd think have he to know Monty Python.
I think all boys know that one, no matter how old they are.
Thank God mine doesn't yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That brings back memories. Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Bring out your dead. Bring out your dead. But I'm not dead yet.
Oh, love it.
I never watched those, so I've missed a few Monty Python references.
Yeah.
Like they made some loot item. It was called a lumberjack. And for the description, they said he's a lumberjack and he's okay.
Yeah, because that was that song, you know?
And then I don't know. I said, somebody must be running out of ideas over at Zynga. I was corrected.
And then we talked about, when we were talking about trolls one time, we were talking about the troll under the bridge and the Monty Python Python reference to that,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah,
that's what they were, the term came.
Yeah.
Good times.
good times.
Go straight into another one.
Go back to the rerun thing again.
Exactly. Oh, Lord. So what's up? Did everybody have a good weekend?
Yeah, I froze a little bit. I went to a football game. So, but it was worth it. They won.
It's even cold in Vegas.
Well, that's what I've heard.
Cold
what does that
what?
Mean, 60 or what?
What, you hit like 74 or something?
It means if I wear flip-flops outside, my toes get cold. Or if I don't wear a jacket, I'm cold.
Oh.
But it's funny to see people on vacation. When I met Mike and Ike, and I picked up Mike Nestor, here it's cold. I have on a jacket and boots. I'm freezing. And Mike's sitting there like in a wife beater shirt and shorts.
And boots, right?
No. Or whatever he was. I was just like, it's November. I don't
but he's like from, I mean, he's from the West Virginia area. And, you know, that's, it gets cold there. I mean, they get lots of snow, too.
Yeah. So. And I notice in town when during the winter months when it's really cold, that a lot of the people in town think it's warm and they have on shorts and dress like it's summertime.
Mm. I see that even here in the mountains. Just people are just nuts everywhere. That's what I've concluded. Yeah. Especially Nestor. So,
yes. You don't know where he is. He's not in the hopper tonight.
Yeah, he's missing in action. Someone forgot to lock
the gate. Someone lost the hopper.
Good Lord, we have no idea what. So if anything happens, we're not responsible.
He got
at this
lost
point.
With the TSA agents. We lost the hopper somewhere.
Yeah, give up. And we're running without a hopper tonight.
Yep. That's kind of creepy, huh?
Yep.
We'll be all right. I hope he will be.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to not hear from him.
Well, every time he travels, you have to worry, so.
He's probably crashed out, tired as can be. I mean, he's been staying up late and stuff, so.
Yeah.
It catches up with you.
Mm-hmm. It definitely does.
It's like working the night shift, third shift. That's hard on the body.
Yeah, he's working really hard, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, okay. I probably should have used the term work. But.
Work hard, play hard, whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and here we are spreading, sharing all his Vegas, all the Vegas rumors, you know, instead of it staying in Vegas, right?
It's just speculation, okay?
Of course,
yeah.
We have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
I can only imagine, so there. Anything up with Mafia Wars, or has it just been as boring as it seemed all weekend?
Yeah, nothing new.
Actually, I kind of like this kind of lull. I really think it gives me a chance to refocus back on the game with what I like to do at it.
Set your goals.
Yeah. You know, and then you kind of revamp a little bit and say, you know, what are my new goals? What am I going to do now? You know, and I like it from that standpoint.
I do too.
But I know that Zynga won't let that last for long.
Well, the only thing I don't like about it is I know, like, any moment it's going to just get boom and
I know
tons of stuff. And
it's the anticipation.
I'm afraid to, like, leave the computer for extended amounts of time.
Yeah, I wonder, though, like, with now with these VIP, that VIP option of extending the properties, are they going to... I mean, is that going to force them to delay out the next property where they would have rushed it out even sooner?
Well, that's what I'm wondering, because usually there is like a 5-day break in between.
No, has there been consistently? I hadn't paid enough attention to it. So, okay.
At least a week in between. And right. I'm worried that now that this extra 5 days has been added to the timer, that we're no longer going to get that. And we're going to see like the next property. It's called the Cement Factory.
Oh, there you go.
That's already in the servers. The loot hasn't been added to the inventory yet, but it's going to be interesting to see if that gets released right after that timer expires or if they'll let us, you know, have a breather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never know.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in the servers that's coming. There's the new limited time mission. There's a new secret district. There's a new Crafter's Choice event. And then we have this arena that they just don't want to release. They want to keep giving us clues.
Well, maybe, you know, they're just perfecting whatever they're doing.
I'm sure like any new feature, I'm sure there's bugs and they got to fix those.
And typically they roll them out and deal with it later. So.
Yeah, before than after. Exactly. I can't think of any feature that was not released and then pulled right away.
Yeah. I can't really either. There's always been something that's come out, especially if it ends up involving reward points or some kind of consumables or whatever that always end up coming right back again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so maybe they're trying to be careful this time.
Could be. And that's good.
I mean,
that's better for us. I mean, I'd rather everybody come out freaking out about, oh, I tried this and all of a sudden it didn't work and I lost all this. And yeah, that doesn't play well for them either. So.
Not at all.
Yep.
Well, I'm curious.
The next mission is called Space and Miles. And the next secret district is called, I forgot.
Oh, well, that's interesting. So maybe it'll be like a memory
I'll have to
thing.
Look it up.
Mm-hmm. How soon are these supposed to roll out? Any idea?
We don't know. Usually when we find them in the servers, they get released the next week.
The same day as the arena and the new property and ice season and God knows what else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm hoping since they have all this time that they've known about the arena, I'm hoping that they can write a nice FAQ that answers all our questions and release it on the same day so that we won't have to try to figure this stuff out to explain it.
Right.
And they have been good about that. Some of their more recent FAQs have been really good.
But that's what we're here for.
Right.
Fill in the blanks.
But I don't like to be like pressured. I like to know we can take our time and figure out the best strategy.
Yeah.
Like they never put good strategy advice, but if they can answer the basics, like if it's timed or whatever,
right.
like, The little things that take a long time to figure out. Uh-huh. Like if there's begging involved, limits on requests and things of that nature.
Right. Well, that's speaking of that strategy and stuff, like before the show was coming on, Jen and I were talking for a little bit. We were talking about the Raven. And, you know, we've got a new feature being added to the toolbar that'll be released by the time the show airs called the Combo-inator. And what it does is it basically will add a button underneath your combos if you haven't gotten them yet, and then give you an opportunity to load those combos from the Spockholm servers.
Oh, nice, because that sucks when you can't get them.
So, yeah, and we were finding out that some people have random combos, that it's not the same combo every time, and for other people it is the same combo, which makes it easy for those people. And so we were just talking about that a little bit, and you know how much a pain that is, but so we've got an option out there to kind of help people along with that now if you're using the toolbar and you go to fight the Raven. The other thing we were talking about was you know, some strategy in the sense of we've talked about how to get your combos and what to do with them and, you know, fight your reds for a while if you don't have to have too many of the armor grenades and that kind of stuff. And then, you know, you can fight the whole entire battle with, you know, yellows and get you there. But since the Reins of Pain are so difficult to drop and they're related to the robbing, and we talked about that last show, that, you know, what you might want to do is when you get down to 1,000 or 2,000 points left, instead of trying to get another couple of combos in to try to knock them off quickly, you may go for using up the consumables like your face rippers. What are they called?
Face choppers.
Yeah, and then that's the nunchucks. How I did it. So that this way, those are usually the easier to get back of the consumables and the easiest to get up to 50 of. So if you do that, then you might have a lot better luck at rebuilding and replenishing that stock and then not wasting out all your Reins of Pains and then having to try to rebuild those up in a hurry when he appears the next go around. So,
right.
Just that's a little bit of strategy there.
Yep. And we just got word from Ike that this will be available to all by the time the show airs.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Actually, in an hour from now. I hope it's slow because I want to watch
TV. It'll be a slow roll. So
I want to get the post out before.
And then
before the roll.
And then this isn't really strategy, but since I'm talking about additions to the toolbar, we also added very similar to what occurs on the profile page, where we collapse up and give everybody the ability to expand or collapse the areas down below, just to try to clean up the page a little bit and make it easier to load. Then we've now added that same functionality onto the achievements page, because I was going to look up a specific achievement, and then all of a sudden
you
don't even know where to start. You scroll, and here's what happened. I was looking for the Raven achievement. I knew it was in the fighting section, and I scroll right past it without realizing I scrolled right past it. I get all the way to the bottom. Now I got to scroll all the way back up again. So by basically making it where you can expand and collapse specific sections, it makes it a little bit easier to find it. And then I've got an idea and plan.
Oh, can I say something about that?
Yeah.
A lot of people have complained, and they do this with the inventory page too, that it'll collapse and uncollapse really fast.
Yeah, and we think we fixed that tonight too.
Oh, okay, because I found it does that for me if I have another extension running.
Yes, and that's exactly what we ran into as well. And we also found that it seems to happen when you have things like Firebug running and active. I've noticed it in that particular case. If I don't have that running, then it works just fine. But I think we found a way to override and make sure that that doesn't occur. And that was something that Brandon did a little bit of research on, and I think he's got a solution for that. So that pushed at the same time as well. So hopefully that won't be an issue.
Y'all are always tweaking something.
Yeah, and then I had a feature in on that achievements page too that I'm going to work to fine tune a little bit as well. What I wanted to do is when you load the achievements page, that even though you have a section, all the sections collapsed, it'd be nice to see the achievements you haven't gotten quickly. And I had a way to display it, but then the problem is if you expand a section, it wasn't keeping that item with the expanded section. So I need to do some playing around and get that fine tuned a bit. But I think that'll be a nice addition too. So like for me, the only thing I have left to do currently on my achievements is the Raven. It'd be nice to see when I come to the achievements page, everything collapsed except for the Raven, because that's the one thing I still have yet to do. So, if that makes sense to somebody.
The elusive raven.
Yeah. So,
go get him, Pete.
Hopefully that will work. And then, trying to think what else. I don't think we had anything really new other than that.
Sounds like a lot.
Yeah, well, stuff adds up.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Yeah. Has there anything else you've seen on its way, Jen?
Well, I mentioned all the stuff that was coming.
Right.
And Rewardville, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's going. It's going to be discontinued on
that's
December.
Still there? I had no idea.
They stopped updating it, at least for Mafia War stuff, a long time ago.
Is there anything I need to do to collect?
No, they said, you know, try to use your Z coins before the 5th, but the only thing we can get in Mafia Wars is loot, but that loot is so outdated. I think it has a high stat of 60.
Yeah.
I've forgotten all about it, honestly. Yeah. It's sad.
So it's really not worth it.
You can get the crazy Emperor Penguin or whatever that thing was.
Yeah, like if you're a collector and you haven't got all 10 items, then I would go for it or have your friends get it for you and gift it to you because it's all giftable now.
Right.
That's how bad it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, so, I got my Treasure Isle and Vampire War thing done, so.
Oh, good.
You know, I'll just be content.
I posted the title of the show, Strange, about that whole, you know, Vampire Wars going away, but we really didn't talk much about that. And, it does start making you a little bit more concerned about idea of how, if they can take and like we thought they would do, sunset a game, basically saying, look, we're not going to do any more development on it. It'll run on our servers for the next, 2 years.
However long, right.
Yeah, till everybody walks away from it or it's broken and it's not getting fixed. Instead, their idea, like with Vampire Wars, of basically giving a 1 month notice and saying we're closing the doors on it, you know, that's really disconcerting.
It is.
You know, as players, and especially for those that have spent money on the game, and, you know, some of the people we know that have spent tremendous amounts of money, you know, that
I wonder what kind of revenue those games ever did make.
I don't know. And I mean, obviously, that's going to be a factor into deciding the longevity of another game. But it does, you know, like Jen said once before, we use that as a kind of our benchmark. You know, Vampire Wars was out there. It's designed almost identical to what Mafia Wars is from a concept and even some of the functionality. And, you know, here they are. They announce 1 month later, you know, it's November. Guess what? It's gone by December 5th. Goodbye. And, you know, you're just like,
thank you for your participation.
Yeah, exactly. That is very scary.
You know, and I wish somehow they would address that and, you know, give some confidence to the player base that, you know, if this game is ever closed, you know, and we know at some point it probably will have to be. But if it ever is that there's a longer transition period, you know, and or, like I said, development stops and it's just basically running on servers till it dies. And when the funny part about that is, you know, with applications out on the internet and stuff like that, it's funny to see some of these apps out there that just seem to last the test of time and still run to this day when you wouldn't expect them to. And, you know, still, you know, you might have 5 users out there using it, but it's 5 users. And if, you know, they're still playing and still paying, then so be it. Or even if they're not paying and they're still using it and it's still, you know, bringing to their attention other games and things, then I don't know.
I think the fighters would prefer that to happen.
Yeah.
Because they don't care about leveling and all these events.
Right. Right.
They just want to fight. And I believe Mafia Wars could still make money even if there wasn't development on it.
Right. That's true. That's probably very true.
I think they could too. And I think they do make too much money on it to have to worry about it at this time.
Yeah.
But you never know.
Yeah, that's like I
would like to know the numbers on some of those games, though, that they do, what they ever made. And, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just be interesting to see.
But, yeah, I didn't like when I saw they did that to Vampire Wars.
Yeah.
It's scary.
No, Treasure Isle, I could care less because it was a bobblehead game. But it's a little bit closer to home when you have a game that is almost identical to what the game we love to play. So,
well, I mentioned it last time. We've always used that as our safety net.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we don't have to worry about Mafia Wars because look at Vampire Wars. They have so many fewer players and that game's still there. And now we can't say that anymore.
Yep.
Now we have to find a different one. The sad thing is the lowest one is probably Mafia Wars.
I doubt it. There's got to be something else. They've got some really bad games.
Yeah.
Don't they? I mean, I'm trying to look at the toolbar here. There's still Petville. I mean, come on.
Fashionville, there's, whatever else.
There's some bad games.
No, I think they got rid of the fashion one.
What about Slingo and all that? Come on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they should give up on the one that was the Sims wannabe, and then that would save them some money on lawsuits.
I heard that TechCrunch actually said they were getting rid of that game.
Okay.
Seville?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think
so. Maybe more happened in that court case with...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I'd like to hear about that.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about that, but that's probably
I bet they settled and it's nothing public's going to be released.
Yeah, they'll just have to close the doors on it and then...
It was a waste of money to put out a game that had been done, that's being done at the time anyway.
Actually, you know, hey, knowing Zynga's strategy, that's not... I mean, that is what they've done and how they become successful, because we know that Mafia Wars was originally based on Mob Wars.
Yep.
So, I mean, their idea of going out and finding games that, you know, or Jen put the reference of, like, what was the one where you had it, the hidden treasures thing?
The Hidden Chronicles.
Hidden Chronicles, based on the other game that was done in the 80s that they just resurrected or whatever.
Right.
So, I mean, it's their standard mode of operation is find a game that's out there that most people aren't aware of, you know.
But everybody was aware of Sims. I mean, when I look at my request, there's so many Sims socials people playing that game. And it's the same game. So it seems like it'd be one thing if the other game had died out and people didn't know about it.
Yeah, but Sims is, you know, and this is just my take on it. I think Sims is there are a lot of people that knew about Sims games, but you have to think about a lot of the players that play not like Mafia Wars specifically, but Words with Friends and some of those other games that Zynga's released. They may not be the audience that was a gaming audience.
Back in the Sims.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my wife, she wouldn't, you know, she knew Farmville, she knew Words with Friends, she now plays that music one, whatever that thing's called, but I don't think that's a Zynga one. And, you know, she wouldn't know Sims, but she might have an interest because, you know, we've seen people move from one game to another occasionally. Mm-hmm. So, but she wouldn't have known Sims, I don't think, the way that I know Sims from being a guy and playing games all my life, you know, or other girls that play games all their lives. And so,
yeah, I had Sims Online for a while.
See?
And that was actually the first time I think I'd played any kind of online game. So even before I played Mafia Wars, that's why maybe to me it just seems like it's well been done.
Right. But you would consider yourself more of a gamer, though, anyway.
I mean, yeah. Well, yeah. You know.
You read up on games, and you had a daughter that was pretty into it. And
yeah, we're gamer people.
Yeah, so I just think
I'm surprised I ever got sucked into a game like Mafia Wars, actually.
Yeah.
But I did, somehow or another.
Blame Chester.
I can't even blame him. I don't know who to blame. Sean Ritchie there. Okay.
Who was it?
Sean Ritchie. We went to junior high together. He's an old friend that was, he was even in MIG. He's actually how I ended up starting off going towards MIG. And he was the Irish Tornado. And you know, this is interesting, is that he played the game, but he really used it for his business and marketing. And so I think he used it to friend a bunch of people and spam them.
Yeah, we've seen that before too.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get away with that much these days with the way Facebook crunches down on different things. But
yeah, at a time there were people that chased the game because of the numbers.
Yeah.
But I don't see that happening anymore.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Nope, not really.
Mm-mm. Where'd Jen go?
I'm here. I'm just listening.
She's getting all quiet. She's typing.
No, not me.
Yeah. caught her. Busted.
Are you blogging?
She was blogging. She's like, now all of a sudden those Spock guys released two new things I got to go write about. I'm going to start now.
I get to watch TV.
Blame it on Ike. He deviated my attention span.
He deviated. funny.
Oh, nice. Well, anything else to share?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I think I'm good.
I can't think of anything.
Yeah, I think we'll just do shout outs. Give them the shout outs.
Getting shout outs. I don't have one.
Man, now I got to find one of those.
Yeah, I don't.
I'll give a shout out to Bill Lieber. He was he's a good guy. Pays a lot of attention to the game. And
yeah, he does.
Very interesting perspectives on some things. And he's asked us to add some functionality, and we he didn't get quite the response he wanted from us, I don't think, because, you know, we teeter-totter on this line of what is a bot and what isn't a bot. And, you know, we try really strongly to not mix two functions of a game together to create a bot-like atmosphere, I guess, you know. And I know the whole written definition of what a bot is, but, you know, for us, you do fighting and then it stops and then it goes to robbing and then it stops and then it comes back to fighting. That to me is a bot. And if it does it for you without any intervention, then, you know, that's exactly what it is. Now, you know, he's had some ideas, especially with Secret District fighting and stuff like that. And we've talked about that, where we wish we'd like the Secret Districts, not Secret Districts. Yeah, the Secret District boss fights. Mm-hmm. That those would be something that would be available longer so that you could repeat it. And then it gives you an opportunity to burn your stamina in a little bit better way. So anyway, that's just some thoughts.
Right.
Deep thoughts. That was the name.
Very nice. With Jack Handy.
Yes. Who Brandon wouldn't know who that was.
God, we got to school him up. Oh, I can't stand that.
But he probably knows stuff. Brian Fellows.
We're going to have a marathon with him. We're just going to make him watch all of our favorite Saturday Night Live episodes.
I love Brian Fellows.
God, yeah.
I pretend I'm Brian Fellows sometimes when I'm holding my pets.
Uh-huh. That's scary.
And I'll say, that Pomeranian looked at me funny. It doesn't like me.
Maybe you should do that like Randall with the honey badger and start doing your own little animal. Jen's animalisms or whatever.
Jen's animal kingdom.
Yeah. I'm still bummed that he didn't come on our show.
Yeah.
Me too.
Might be time to ask him again now because you haven't heard much out of him.
Another day that he interrupted over someone's Hurricane Sandy report and did his own weather report.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it wasn't as funny as I think. I mean, it's just he's just funny because he's just, you know, got that voice and he's expressive. But, you know, it's kind of hard to be funny when you're talking about a bad hurricane.
Yeah, so. That's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, it just didn't always come across so good. Honey badgers are less, I don't know.
Offensive at the time. In that instance, I guess.
Yeah, especially because it's only been 2 weeks since the hurricane and I'm already telling you about it. So pretty bad.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Did you give a shout out, Jen?
No, my shout out is to Donna Mendyke. Mm-hmm. And she wrote us she wrote it to me, but she was talking about all of us. And she said that she thinks it will be good to do the podcast once a week.
Mm. Good.
Because everyone's so busy and with people quitting the game so frequently.
Yeah.
And that she was surprised that we've kept it at twice a week for as long as we have.
Well, good. Well, we hope it works out. It'll be in an experiment.
And she's a Republican. Woohoo. Just kidding. Someone got mad at me today for making a little comment on my blog about Obama.
Oh.
Well, I just said maybe he could bail out Zynga like he did the other people so that they can go bankrupt a second time. And that wasn't appreciated by some people. So I'm sorry. It's a blog. Sometimes
Romney's got more cash. He could buy him out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have to bail him out at all.
Yeah. Although not to get too political, but I speculate that Obama has near as much money as Romney. He just didn't let on about it.
Doesn't brag as much.
Yeah.
Or it hasn't been brought to light as much. Because mm-hmm. I doubt that he's poor. Account. Yeah.
Oh, I doubt he's poor too.
Yeah.
I don't know many poor politicians.
I thought it was funny.
Right, exactly right. Very true.
I liked it in the debate when Obama said, well, I only make $400,000 a year. I don't have as much money as you.
I only have one vacation house.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll give a shout out to Mike Nestor.
Wherever you are.
Report.
Let's hope he hears it someday.
Check in.
He always listens.
No, we're worried about him. He's worried. To call one of us.
Yes, please check in. So,
the moms of the show are concerned.
Yes, damn it. Past your curfew. Get back in that. Quit drinking so much. No.
Yep.
All right. Y'all have a good week.
All right.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I wanna cross, get them crashing to the brave new